Whitney Houston, Barbara Streisand, Eric Clapton, and Boyz II Men, just a handful of the artists that Kenny Babyface Edmonds has written and produced for. Edmonds has won 11 Grammys for his work. His latest was for the 2014 duet album he did with Toni Braxton. It was a sexy, slow album full of love and heartbreak, because that's what Babyface does. On his latest solo album, he puts it all in the title. It's called Return of the Tender Lover. It's 'cause we got love, 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 love. At least that's something. Yes, we got love. And the world goes, and the world goes, and the world goes around in circles. When I talked with Babyface the other day in our studios, he said he doesn't hear a lot of real love songs from young musicians these days, and he thinks he knows the reason.
When you think about it, kids don't know anything about slow dancing. You don't go to a club or you go to a house party and slow dance anymore. That doesn't happen anymore. There are those of us that still like a good love song and like to feel good about love, and not necessarily heartbreak, but just feel good about what love can do for you in that sense, spiritually. And I just wanted to make a feel-good record in that way. Our love is not a perfect love, and even though it gets hard, it's the only kind of one.
Do you remember slow dancing?
I was always too afraid to slow dance, but I do remember watching people slow.
Oh, Kenny, that's so sad. You were the guy on the sideline.
I was the guy on the sideline.
At the school dance? No.
Well, at the school dance, I was usually in the band playing, so. All of it can be undone. We go fire, the fire and rain, through the rain, through the drama and pain, all the pain, yeah. Through the difficult and emotional, through the battles that seemed inconceivable, yeah.
Can I just ask a super personal question?
Uh-huh.
What is the big love of your life right now, besides music?
The big love of my life?
Yeah.
That's a hard question, because there's a lot of loves of my life besides my wife, Nikki, and then there's my daughter and my boys. A couple of years ago, I lost my mom, and when that's someone that important leaves this world, it leaves you with this feeling of wanting to grab every moment with those that are around you and appreciate it. There are days when I think of my mom and I think of, I'd just be sitting inside the house. I don't have to be in the same room, just knowing that she's just in the other room, and just to sit there and know that feeling that, you know, she's there. And that's what you miss is moments that are not necessarily big moments. They're actually small moments that actually seem huge right now.
What did you learn about love from your mom?
She didn't talk about it. She showed me. She showed me and how she was there for everything. We had six boys, and how she was there for each and every one of us, and no matter what was going on in our lives, she was there. And it was difficult because she had to raise us, you know, pretty much by herself, because my dad passed away when I was like 10 years old. So she was stuck with raising six boys and all the drama that comes with that, and it wasn't easy. But she was there for every one of us. And so you can say I love you all day long, but nothing says I love you like someone being there for you and showing the actions that they care, just from knowing that when you turn around, they're supporting you and loving you in that way. I can't imagine how you be getting through your day. It must be hard when you be carrying all the weight. But even with that, I see you. You rarely do complain. You give your heart and soul, and still they don't appreciate. You were one of six boys? Yes.
It's a lot of boy energy.
Yeah.
I'm the mom of two boys, and yes, that seems like a lot of boy energy. But you write songs, really strong, powerful songs for women. You have done that a lot in your career.
Yeah.
And whether it's Beyonce or Mary J. Blige, does some of that come from your mom?
I think it has to. I mean, I was always kind of sensitive to that, I guess. I was always falling in love at a very young age. Kindergarten is when I can remember.
You fell in love in kindergarten?
Yeah, I think I had a crush. No, I didn't think I had a crush. Kindergarten, first grade, fifth and sixth grade, there was always a crush. And when I was in sixth grade, I started picking up guitars, so I wanted to just start wanting to write about it and sing about it. And that's kind of like how it all started.
Do you know where any of those women are now?
Yeah, I know.
You're in touch with them?
I got in touch with one of the main girls who was the sixth grade crush, which was really important to me because she was the girl that I kind of like, that made me want to pick up the guitar and start writing a song. And I wrote a song and I like had a crush on her for a couple years. And
wow.
It's a long story. But
not reciprocated?
It's what I like to call my first kiss and my first diss all in the same moment. But it was powerful in that sense. It was powerful. And I guess it talked to my soul in terms of musically. And so I would write these terribly sad songs for a long time.
I don't suppose you remember any of that.
Of course. Yeah.
Can
the
you
first
sing
song
a little
I wrote
bit?
Was The Bitter Taste of Life.
Can you sing a little bit of
it? I need my guitar to sing it. Sorry.
It's okay. I'll let you pass. What's challenging about writing a love song? Don't you risk falling into cliches? And how do you find new ways to talk about it?
Well, I think it's not really difficult to write about love. We've been saying the same thing over and over for so many years, but it depends on how honest it is and how good you make it feel. You can say, I love you in a trillion ways, and it can always sound different or feel different. And that's obviously proven because we've all been doing it for so long.
The album is called Return of the Tender Lover. Kenny Babyface Edmonds joined us in our studios in Washington to talk about it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.